Money, wealth, riches, seductive, aren't they? Secretly, we all want more. Some people do terrible things to get more. But more, well, more isn't necessarily a good thing. In fact, there's something much better. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Depending on where you live, maybe affluence is a way of life, or alternatively, you might live in a place where poverty is the norm. I'm always blown away by the fact that so many people around the world receive this Fresh devotional into their hearts each day. From Algeria to Zimbabwe, from Bolivia to Uzbekistan, from rich to poor, black to white, those living in safety and those living in danger. So what exactly do I say about money, about material possessions? How can we all gather around God's word and reflect on His wisdom about wealth right across that spectrum? Well, thankfully, God's wisdom transcends our situations. Psalm 62, verse 10. Put no confidence in extortion and set no vain hopes on robbery. If riches increase, do not set your heart on them. Some people are prepared to do some bad things to get more money. Extortion and robbery, and then some. You know you've been tempted, we all have, to get more money the wrong way. Don't do it. Just don't. And if more riches do come your way, don't set your heart on them. I've seen people who seem to have it all, people who should be happy, who should be secure, living miserable lives. That's what happens when we set our heart on riches. So, rich or poor, what's the right approach to wealth and riches? Psalm 62, verses 5 and 6. For God alone my soul waits in silence, for my hope is from Him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be shaken. That works wherever you are. And that's God's word fresh for you today. Look, we each have a basic need for security. Perhaps that's why we so crave financial security. Well, whether you're rich or poor, that's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called Your Path to Financial Security. To request your copy, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com. But this is the very last week that you'll be able to request this particular booklet. So please don't miss out. Again, that web address is ChristianityWorks.com.